We're joined now from our Dáil studio by Minister of State for Sport and Physical Education, Thomas Byrne. A very good afternoon to you, Minister, and thank you for coming into our studio this afternoon. You've joined us because you're going to be having a meeting with the GAA and other sporting bodies this afternoon in relation to attacks on referees and racist abuse at a number of games, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But first of all, what's your take on this GAA Go controversy? Do you share the Taoiseach's view that all games should be free to air?
Well, I think the Taoiseach, and I fully agree, has asked that this matter should be reviewed. And I think any of your listeners would find it very difficult to understand why games with potential free-to-air reach of 250,000 people, as Mr. McBennett has revealed, would be put on an app, which quite frankly is difficult to use. As you said, it's very difficult to put on the TV and it's difficult to watch a hurling game on a phone. I have a major problem with that. The government doesn't intervene and doesn't set the schedules on TV programmes, but GAA is a community national organisation, effectively. RTE is a public service body as well as a commercial organisation. And to be throwing 250,000 viewers to one side while focusing on an app for those type of games, I think is certainly, it doesn't make sense to me commercially. And I have to say, I'm not a Luddite. I think there is a place for these apps. The League of Ireland app has been very successful. But I simply think, and I agree with Liam O'Neill, that I think better choices of games need to be made.
On the pay-per-view issue, are you of the same view then as Micheál Martin, that when it comes to the GAA Championship, hurling and football, any matches that are broadcast should be broadcast free to air?
Well, lots of the games are already mandated by law to be free to air. Mm. And I don't think it's not possible to put every single game onto the television.
Not.
And I think the Taoiseach would say that. But yeah, he's had a long-standing view. I mean, he spoke a few years ago about the Sky Sports deal, etc. But these types of games, it is very hard to understand why that level of audience wouldn't be facilitated. It doesn't seem to make any commercial sense to me whatsoever.
There's obviously a cost, though, associated with covering so many games. And Declan McBennett went through the numbers, and it's obviously more, whether it's free to air or behind a paywall, it's more than ever before, and in other codes as well. I mean, if that cost isn't to be recouped by subscriptions to GAA Go in this case, would the state step in and help to subsidise some of the costs associated with this?
I'm not an expert on TV advertising, but it strikes me that if you've 250,000 people on a Saturday night willing to watch a TV programme, there will be plenty of advertisers willing to sponsor that. And it certainly doesn't make sense to me. I cannot see how that would be made up by subscriptions on the GAA Go app. It's simply incomprehensible. And as I said, there is a place for it. I mean, during the pandemic myself, we were trying to watch a match. It was on GAA Go. At that time, that was only available abroad. So there is a place for matches that may not attract that level of support. But I would agree with Declan McBennett that it is important with geographical spread as well, and counties who emerge. We see Louth this year, we see Sligo under 20s emerging, and I think, you know, focus needs to be given on that. And I also want to recognise as well, organisations like TG Cahir have given a huge boost to ladies football over the last number of years by broadcasting free to air, and that has inspired other people to play. And I think if people see really high standard games of hurling and exciting and classic games of hurling on TV, it will inspire them to play. And I think that really needs to be re-examined and reviewed by the GAA.
It'll be Louth Dublin this weekend. Who will you be cheering for?
I think most people in Meath are actually cheering for Louth at this stage. So, okay. Anyone I'm talking to, yeah.
Kel surprise. We move on to this meeting which you've arranged to hold this afternoon with the GAA, with a number of other sporting bodies as well. Because of concerns around some of the incidents we've seen on and off pitches in recent months, what are you hoping that you might achieve by sitting down with the organisations and the Sports Council?
Well, we've already had an Oireachtas committee look at this issue under the chairperson Niamh Smith. Centre Shane Castles and Malcolm Byrne as well were prominent on that too. And I think it's time to follow up on that, because, I mean, I could spend almost, it feels like, every couple of weekends condemning some abuse or racism or violence, and I don't think that's going to get us anywhere. What we need to do is just bring in actions. I mean, I think fundamentally we need to explain to people at every level, like, referees don't change their minds. And that's where we need to start, because if we allow that type of culture to develop where referees are challenged, etc., it does lead in extreme cases to violence. And I think when there's violence there, there's no need for any blueprint or code of conduct. The criminal law is there, and I think referees need to feel empowered to contact the Gardaí in those cases. And we do know there are a number of Garda investigations underway at the moment. We simply need to stamp this out. And in addition, I'll be speaking to the associations today about the issue of racism in sport as well. That simply cannot be allowed to take any kind of foothold in any of our sports.
The GAA in recent times have toughened up, strengthened their sanctions where there's cases of attacks on match officials. Have they gone far enough, do you think?
Well, I think to be fair to all the organisations, I think they are beginning to take this issue very, very seriously. And I have to say, there was absolutely no questions raised about coming in to see me this week. They're all very happy to do that. We asked Sport Ireland to look at developing a national code of conduct, a kind of a template across all sports. And I think today will provide the opportunity to get an update on that and to share best practice as well, because at the end of the day, this is a matter of the individual organisations themselves. But I think it's important that they learn from each other as to what the best way is to deal with these issues.
And what about the issue of racist comments or racist attacks? I mean, we've seen a number of cases where people on the day, players on the pitch or spectators on the sideline, have reacted very, very vigorously and very immediately to situations like this when they arise. Is that how this should be tackled in the first instance?
Well, that's very welcome. I mean, we saw what happened recently. It's very welcome that referee felt empowered to stop a game. Everybody expressed their disgust at what happened. And I think that's what we need to do, is to make sure the referees feel that this is something that they can do and will do. And I think the more that happens, the better. But there are lots of issues at the moment there that simply continue, and I think the more that we talk about it, the more that we get it out there, I think the more of an impact that we have in terms of societal pressure on people, and to celebrate the diversity of the country, which is now showing up in our sports, in the entire range of sports, not just the big ones, where some of these problems have been identified.
Minister of State for Sport, Thomas Byrne, thanks very much for talking to us on the programme.